The state came in Monday afternoon to remove the 12 patients at the Heron Center residence. The license suspension comes after the state of Oregon found shelter care to be in violation of the law after documenting unsafe conditions. The state says one resident was left unsupervised outside, then escaped through a fence. It was the third time the resident had eloped from the center in less than 5 months. On multiple occasions, medications were given to the wrong person. The state also contends there were hazardous items in reach of the psychiatric patients, including a meat grinder, power drill, and hot glue gun. Shelter Care's executive director, Susan Ban, says they've been working with the state since last October to fix the problems.
They state that Heron Center was unsafe. It wasn't safe for the residents, and I profoundly disagree with that. I think it was a very safe environment. And when they identified things, we addressed them immediately and put protocols in place that would address them.
Dr. Pam Martin is the director of the Addictions and Mental Health Division of the Oregon Health Authority. She says suspending the Heron Center's license is not final. And she adds this is the first license suspension of its kind in the state in the past 2 years.
We don't take a suspension like this lightly. I completely understand that it's a disruption for staff and it's a huge disruption for the residents who are being cared for. We don't take this kind of action without a long-term effort to work with the facility and a lot of attention paid to providing technical assistance and trying to make sure that any facility comes up to standard.
Dr. Martin says shelter care is entitled to a hearing within 10 days. She believes Lane County will be interested in reestablishing the 16 mental health beds and finding a way to reopen the Heron Center in some capacity. With production assistance from Tiffany Eckert, I'm Angela Kellner, KLCC News.